Royal Valley Locker Room Chatter continues tonight. It is presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Pleased to be joined now by the Panthers boys basketball coach. That is Chris Brown, getting ready to close out the regular season here in the next few days. But, Coach, I know you've played some really good teams in the Big East over the last couple of weeks. You've seen Perry LeCompton. You've seen Rossville, who just beat Silver Lake earlier this week. Mentioning Silver Lake, you lose to them on Friday. And then Jeff West, a team that was sitting at 500 around the midseason tournament time, they're 7-1 over their last eight games and find themselves at 14-7. You lose that game Tuesday night, 63-52. Certainly competitive there, but that's life in the Big East. We've been talking about it all year.
Yeah, you know, you say we've played some good teams lately. Well, that's because we played league teams lately, you know
right.
what I mean? So we kind of had our stretch of non-league games through the middle of the season, and you know, not to take away anything from anybody we've played this year. You know, everyone tries hard and everyone does their best, but our league's just different. It is. And like you said, you play Rossville and Silver Lake, and you feel like you're playing against these state-level teams and just having a hard time competing, and then you think, you better not think for a second you have a breather when you go play Jeff West, because, man, they're as hot as anybody, and they actually provide some different matchups than nobody in our league can provide with their length and athleticism, and they threw a 1-3-1 zone on us that we couldn't even throw the ball anywhere in the third quarter. So certainly some good teams we've played. Last night, specifically against Jeff West, I was proud of our guys, man. We could have kind of laid over and lost that game by 30. We were down 20 at one point, but we fought hard and kind of figured some things out, and you know, we're able to make it at least a competitive game. And for us, you know, obviously we want to win every night, but growth is so key, right? We have to get better. And when you play in blowouts, you just don't get any better. But that fourth quarter turned into a competitive, good fourth quarter. And what's huge for us is it allows our guys to grow and learn off of those pressure opportunities. So proud of them for getting back in and fighting.
Yeah, and that's huge. You mentioned that because you mentioned a game that you could have rolled over, lose by 30. I mean, what do you really take away from a game like that? Well, you fight, you battle, you have a good fourth quarter. You can build on that moving forward. You're going to see Perry LeCompton again on Friday. You still got one more game next week against Holton. Of course, familiar opponents, but non-league games. Final two games before we figure out Substate. Again, you saw Perry not that long ago, and that was an 8-point game for the cause, but you get him here about 2 weeks later. Opportunity on your home floor. What do you want to see on Friday night?
Yeah, you know, we actually played our best defensive half of the game, the first half against Perry last time, and did a good job of keeping him in front of us and contesting shots and really did a good job attacking the glass and kind of dominated rebounding. They totally outplayed us in the second half. So it was kind of a game of two halves, but just looking to get back to that, man. We've allowed too many easy buckets. Even last night, they had 30 some points at halftime, Jeff West did, and generally they're not like this high scoring team. You know, they're kind of relying on their defense a little bit more. So we got to get back to the basics of just, hey, step one of good team defense is, you know, we talk about help and where the help should come from, but you shouldn't have to have it every single possession, right? Simply staying in between your man and the basket. Like, that's like day one and third grade youth basketball stuff, right? Got to be between your man and the basket. So we got to do a better job of that. Perry certainly throws out, you know, everybody can dribble, everybody can pass, everybody can shoot. They've got a lot of skilled players. So got to get back to basics and stay between our guy and the hoop and try to get a hand up on shooters and then take advantage of rebounding opportunities when they come our way.
That game is at home on Friday night. Is that senior night, Coach?
Yep, that's senior night. We got one, Tristan Murata, man. We just talked about Tristan in practice. I thought about him a lot. Talk about a kid unrecognizable from his freshman year and how positive of a thing that is. You know, we have a lot of young players, and I said, man, we haven't done much good if some of you guys are you know, looking the exact same now as you know, when you do as a senior. So Tristan's come a long way for us, both personally and developing in the classroom and then on the basketball court. So, you know, he's a flawed player, just like we all are, and I'm a flawed coach and all that, but he's certainly, it's been fun to see his growth, and that's the best thing about high school sports, right? This is, we're not recruiting, we're not going out and seeing the transfer class we can bring in each year, you know,
right.
We're taking the local kids from the local community and trying to grow them as best we can, and Tristan's done a good job, you know, with his career, and hey, you shouldn't look the same as a senior as you do a freshman, and he's come a long way, so proud of him. Hopefully he can go out with a bang, his last game on his home court. He certainly deserves it.
Been a lot of fun watching Tristan throughout his last 4 years, and a chance to honor him Friday, senior night at home against Perry LeCompton. And then Monday you take on Holton as well. Again, two league games, but non-league games, two league opponents, non-league games, still two more to wrap up here in the regular season for Royal Valley. Again, that is Chris Brown joining us, Panthers boys coach. Man, we always appreciate it. We'll do it one more time next week before the postseason gets going.
All right, looking forward to it.